Welcome to What's New in National Defense Magazine, a podcast on military, homeland security, and technology trends. Available on Apple News. In this episode, National Defense discusses the return of the Railgun, the Air Force's next-generation air dominance program, and the expanding capabilities of Special Operation Command's Reduced Signature Assault Rifle. First, electromagnetic railguns have been in development for more than 100 years, first conceived in France during World War I. Since then, everyone from the Nazis in Germany to China, Russia, India, and the U.S. Army have attempted to field this potentially game-changing weapon. The U.S. Navy gave up on the idea in 2021, but the railgun concept is not dead. Japan's Ministry of Defense is looking to partner with the United States on a railgun program that could counter hypersonic weapons, a senior Japanese official said. A railgun uses electricity flowing between two parallel conductors to shoot a non-explosive projectile at high speeds over long distances. A senior official from the Japanese Ministry of Defense's Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics Agency recently listed a railgun as one of the military's top research and development priorities. The agency has been doing basic research on the technology for the past 10 years, but could use help bringing the technology over the finish line. There is a possibility that U.S. defense contractors could join the program. The primary Japanese contractor on the program is Japan Steelworks, which has been encouraged to reach out to counterparts in the United States. BAE Systems was the primary contractor on the U.S. Navy's attempt to field a railgun, while the Army contracted General Atomics to research land-based options. But the Navy soured on the technology and cut off funding in 2021, and the Army contract expired about the same time. Both BAE Systems and General Atomics acknowledged that they had been contacted by the Japanese Ministry of Defense. Over the last year, General Atomics Electromagnetic Systems has met with both the Acquisition Technology and Logistics Agency and Japan Steelworks a number of times to discuss Japan's railgun program, a company spokesperson said. Hypersonic defense is what Japan sees as the gun's primary application. Hypersonic missiles and aircraft can reach Mach 5 or higher, which is a speed that railguns could be expected to achieve, the Japanese official said. If Japan can demonstrate the railgun, they believe the United States might change its mind on the technology. However, experts expressed concern regarding the energy required, the heat generated, and the structural issues, and questioned the viability of a railgun round to counter a hypersonic weapon. One expert said if the technical issues could be worked out, the railgun would have significant application in areas ranging from anti-missile to strike. Next, the Air Force's next-generation air dominance platform, intended to replace current fifth-generation fighter jets, has long been shrouded in secrecy. But the service has been providing more details about one component of the program, the jet fighter drones that will team with the piloted sixth-generation aircraft. A top Air Force official revealed in March that the initial plan is to acquire 1,000 of the collaborative combat aircraft. The collaborative combat aircraft will complement and enhance the performance of the Air Force's crew fighter force structure and not impact planned crew fighter inventory, the official said. Service officials involved in developing the next-generation air dominance aircraft and their so-called loyal wingmen described the drones as affordable mass. The Defense Department has performed analysis on the affordable mass concept that show overwhelmingly that it changes loss exchange ratios dramatically in their favor. Initially, the loyal wingmen will be limited to specific mission sets. As the technology matures, missions will evolve in complexity. However, industry will need to step in to help the service deliver in an affordable manner. The design and production of the platform is one major part of the equation. The other major part is the autonomy technology,
said a spokesperson for defense technology company Shield AI. The unmanned, remotely piloted fleet of today is manpower intensive. While there is no one in the cockpit, they require a lot of personnel to operate, which is not feasible for a fleet of 1,000 or more. What will be required is artificial intelligence using supervised and unsupervised learning, the Shield AI spokesperson said. One constraint to developing the AI needed for collaborative combat aircraft is the limited number of aircraft large enough to host autonomy for experimentation. Without an aircraft in the hands of captains, there is no data or testing a hypothesis. Another service official said the Air Force is mapping out a validation and verification process with live events to gather data points that will be used to adjust algorithms, tactics, and techniques. It will then be placed in the virtual environment where it will go through the iteration process multiple times. How quickly the development progresses is ultimately a function of resources and authorities, said one senior Air Force official. The aspiration is to field the first group of next-generation air dominance aircraft before the end of the decade. Last, U.S. Special Operations Command is already looking to expand the capabilities of its reduced signature assault rifle, formerly known as the personal defense weapon, before its manufacturer has even delivered the first weapon in the program. The command is considering the addition of conversion kit options to incorporate ammunition that is mostly used in the AK-47 series assault rifle, a statement said. The original program emerged in March 2017 when the command released an announcement seeking to identify potential sources to provide a conversion kit for the 5.56mm M4A1 to create a personal defense weapon system. Kit requirements included conversion to fire the .300 blackout cartridge and needed to include a 5.56mm barrel. The .300 blackout provides several tactical differences when compared to the 5.56mm. First, it translates to more energy on target. Additionally, on the subsonic side, the .300 blackout provides a fully suppressible cartridge that is not available in 5.56mm. Meanwhile, Special Operations Command elements continued to explore optimized barrel lengths and barrel twist rates for the .300 blackout in a potential short barrel carbine configuration. Sig Sauer responded to the 2017 Personal Defense Weapon Program with a version of its MCX Rattler. The command subsequently acquired approximately 340 of the guns with 5.5-inch barrels in .300 blackout, with the ability to convert the guns back to 5.56mm, according to a Sig Sauer spokesperson. In May 2022, Special Operations Command announced its intent to award the personal defense weapon contract to Sig Sauer. The contract award in late September identified the program's new name, the Reduced Signature Assault Rifle. It cited a 5-year indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract to provide a complete weapon system that includes suppressors, cleaning kits, magazines, quick barrel change kits, force on first training kits, and other accessories. Approximately 800 guns will be acquired under the Reduced Signature Assault Rifle program. The company had not started deliveries as of late February, but anticipated that the order would be completed this year. Check out our website and read more stories in the most recent issue of National Defense at www.nationaldefensemagazine.org. And look for copies at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million stores across the United States.